After their first two albums failed to make an impact, Def Leppard went back into the studio and broke through with Pyromania, which debuted on the Billboard 200 album chart for the first of 116 weeks on this date, February 5th, 1983. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Mutt Lang, the producer of Def Leppard's second album, High and Dry, wanted to try something new for the follow-up. The band set up in the studio as a traditional rock band, but he added production elements and filtered everything through a processor, in effect making Digital Effects a sixth member of the band. As the 80s and MTV were getting underway, this would immediately pay off. They were no longer perceived as merely a hard rock band, cut from the mold of their idols Led Zeppelin. They would become top 40 stars practically overnight. Photograph, Foolin', and Rock of Ages were all top 40 hits and helped propel the Pyromania album to reach number 2 and sell more than 10 million copies. Unfortunately, the success that Def Leppard achieved was endlessly copied throughout the rest of the decade. Synthesizers and big hooks were everywhere in every heavy metal band, but no one did it quite as well as Def Leppard, who continued using those tools on the even more successful follow-up Hysteria in 1987. But it all began on this date, February 5th, 1983, when Pyromania began its more than 2-year run on the Billboard charts, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.